Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are back, and, well, as you can see, a very lively discussion right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams with you, our guest, Hashem Talawi, and also with Hashem, who is a Muslim, obviously, and along with him is Mark Glenn, who is a Christian. Mark wrote the book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara, and both of these gentlemen have appeared together at many times. Let me ask you this, and Roger, you can chime in a moment. But
can you give me just 1 minute, please?
Sure.
Okay. Just to respond to Roger.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It is not the belief in the word. It's the books, not the word, but the books. Mm-hmm. And as a Muslim, there are pillars of faith, and two of the five of the pillars of faith is the belief in God's books and the belief in His prophet. You cannot be a Muslim unless you believe in God's book. And God's books means the Torah, not the Talmud. And God's books means the Bible.
Yeah.
And whatever He sent to, the scriptures that He sent to Moses. You cannot be a Muslim. You can't choose and pick what you want to believe in. You must believe in God's books, and that's the Bible, the Torah, and Moses' scriptures, and also His prophet. Now, there is a fundamental difference between Christians and Muslims as far as the entity and the identity of Jesus.
Absolutely.
But that does not mean that Jesus is not legit. That does not mean that the Muslims don't think that Jesus is legit.
Right. Now, Roger, before you get back with another question, let me just ask you, Hashem, you know, you mentioned the way that the Muslim religion views the Christian world, not as told to us by CBS, but as told to us by them. How do they, because we hear so much against the Muslims today, whether it's true or not, I want you to respond. I hear the refrain all the time, that it's really a religion of hatred against Jews and Christians. How do Muslims in general, if I may use that broad brush, how do they view Jews and Jewish religion?
Well, I mean, I would answer your question by saying go back to history and see when the Muslims were in power. Now, the Muslims were the superpower back then, and they had Muslims and Christians living inside this Muslim empire, Mark will talk about, I'm sure, because he has spoken out a lot about how Christians lived and Jews lived under the Muslim rules. Now, how do they look at them now?
Mm-hmm.
The Muslims don't look at the Christian world in a hateful way or in a vengeance way. The Muslims understand that the Christian world has been conquered by Zionists.
Okay.
They also understand that the Jewish world, if there's such a thing, that Jews in the world have been conquered by Zionists too. Mm-hmm. That's what Muslims understand. But Muslims feel for the Christians as they feel for their own victims. Muslims see the Christians as people who are, at this time,
captive.
People who are powerless.
Captive, in other words.
Captive,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's the word. Okay, we get the break coming up. But, Roger, I do want to give you a chance to ask another question, then we're going to move on to other callers, all right? So you stay where you are. We'll take a break in a moment, and then we'll be back with Roger, Bob, Clinton, and Rod in Indiana. And as soon as the line opens up for you, we'll have you drop in at 800-313-9443. We shall return with our guests on what is behind the anti-Islamic cartoons in Europe. Rick Adams, stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back now with our guest and our subject matter. And Roger from Pennsylvania, you're still there, right?
Thanks.
Okay, just one more question, Roger. We have a full bank of calls. Go ahead.
Well, I was hoping for two, if you please.
We got to do it quickly now because we got other callers. Go ahead.
Well, they get increasingly substantial. Now, your Islamic guest, you seem to imply that the European outbursts of the last week or so were inappropriate expressions of fly-off-the-handle youth. So it's fair to ask which, if any, of the world's prominent mullahs were repudiating that action, that's not the way for Islam to compete in the marketplace of ideas.
All of them did.
They did.
All of them. Yeah, we don't call them scholars. Every Muslim country have said that we condone this violence that these youth are doing. This is not Islam. 99% of Muslims, even those that you saw in these demonstrations, were not violent.
Are they parentless children or what?
Well, Rick, I guess we need to move
Roger,
on.
We are. We're going to have to move on, all right, because this can go nowhere. Thank you for the call. Let's take another call. Bob in Texas, you're next. Hello.
I have a couple points. First, rebutting Roger, we don't really have an idea what the reaction was. There was probably some reaction, but our media focused on it and turned it into what it is, okay? They made it really big. Okay, to your Muslim guest. I sense that you are on the defensive. I don't think you should be, okay, on the defensive. Those cartoons are meant Right. You're playing their game. You're playing the game that they want you to play.
How so?
Well, like this. Remember when that man, I don't know how to pronounce his name, in Lebanon was assassinated? El Harari?
Hariri.
Okay. Immediately after that, they accused Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Syria, their first reaction was they left Lebanon. Now, Syria said they didn't do it, but then they left Lebanon immediately.
Well, they didn't have much choice, did they? The United States basically threatened them.
Their action doesn't matter. Their words said they didn't do it, but yeah. Their actions said that they did.
Well, you know why. I just said why. They were told to get out of Lebanon.
No, they weren't told to get out.
Oh, yes, they were. They were, Bob. The United States government told them in no uncertain terms we expected them to get out. George Bush made it a point. Don't you remember that?
Oh, Rick, it was certain terms. It was certain terms. Get out or
yes,
else.
Right.
And they were getting out, by the way, before they were packing up to
leave.
Okay,
hold on. This is not what I want to talk about. You're taking it off.
All right, well, we're just correcting that point.
Okay,
that's important.
Let me go on now. The same thing's going to happen in Iran. Iran, really, if Iran is not guilty, if they're really after nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, they cannot back down. Because as soon as they back down and concede, the Western world is going to interpret it as, see, we were right. They were after nuclear weapons. So Iran cannot back down.
Well, they don't seem to be backing down right now anyway.
Well, good. And
okay.
Finally, I have one last thing.
Yep.
To your Muslim guest.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about the purpose of the war in Iraq is to break down the religion. Because our people, our political leaders believe, they think that Muslims believe that God gave them the oil for their as a reward for their faith, because the Muslims basically lived on barren land for thousands of years, and they gave faith to Allah. And then 1,000 years later, all this oil is found on their property. And the Arabs or Muslims believe that that was a gift from God. Well, we're over there to say that was not a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
We can take control of that oil anytime we want. So my advice to you all is keep it a gift from God. That oil is more blessed as a gift from God to the Arabs than it is as something that an imperial power can take by force.
Okay, thank you, Bob, for your call. I appreciate
Rick,
that.
You certainly may now.
Thank you.
Okay. I agree with most of what he said. I do agree that the media have concentrated on the negative in this, but they did not show all the Muslim scholars who spoke out against the violence that you have seen on TV.
No, they're not showing the whole story.
No, they're not. They're not. Now, if you go on other international channels,
right.
You will see what scholars are doing. Now, the Muslims, I don't know if the Muslims believe that because they were good to the faith that God gave them this oil. I think anything that we have is a gift from God, regardless if it's oil, if it's, it doesn't matter. What is it? Wealth anywhere is a gift from God. But I agree with him on a lot of stuff. There's one point, though, that people are not talking about it, which is Turkey, the state of Turkey, the country of Turkey.
Right.
Turkey has been trying to be part of the European Union for a long time now.
Mm.
By doing this, you know, Turkey is in a predicament right now. Do we go along, which they have to go along with the Muslim protest, because it's a Muslim country. 99% of Turkey are Muslims. Now, with being shown as they took the side of the Muslims on this, which they are Muslims, they support.
Well, you remember the Iraqi war, what happened before the war. Bush couldn't get them to come on, the money and so forth. So
exactly.
We invaded differently. Go ahead.
So with this one, Turkey has no chances now of entering the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
One word of wisdom for everyone out there, that if you want to know anything about your so-called friends, ask their enemies. A lot of times, what you found out from your friends' enemies, you will find out that they were not your friends to start with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the Zionists and the Israelis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. There's a lot to learn from the geopolitics of the region. And, you know, Israel does what's in its best interest. And unfortunately, America also now does what's in Israel's best interest, not our best interests.
Exactly.
All right, let's take another call from Clinton in Wisconsin. Hi, Clinton.
Well,
hello. You're on the program. Go ahead.
Oh, Rick, Mark, yeah. And Hashem.
Yes.
Good evening. Allahu Akbar, Hashem. I think your discussion about the Bilderbergers really sets the geopolitical stage. A couple mm-hmm. comments that were made tonight about the iconic representation of Muhammad, peace be upon his name, and Jesus is really simple. In the Ten Commandments, which both Muslim and Christians profess to be given to us by God through the hand of Moses,
mm-hmm.
and we all rever the same men in historical context, and it was interesting for you to note that 99% of all Muslim peoples don't want violence, but if you go and look at the numbers, there's something like 1.5 billion Muslims, and 1% of that would be something like 100 million people, which is a pretty large army. And if you look at Revelations, the contention that Christians and Muslims are being manipulated to war against one another by these other people, these Zionists or these Jews or this other label,
mm-hmm.
this opposing force that Jesus himself stood against, which are the darkest forces of Lucifer. And the question is, if you look at men like David, you look at men like Saladin, Muhammad, peace be upon his name, as a prophet, but the other men and all of these men, in fact, were militants for their people, who at one point in time had to seek God's graces and instructions and support to use violence to defeat their enemy.
So what is the question, Clinton?
Well, the question is I hear a lot of, we don't want violence, we don't want violence, and nobody uh-huh. really wants violence, but all religions give us instructions on how to appropriately use violence because it comes right from God. And I want to know, Hashem, what does the Quran say about when to use violence and how to use it appropriately?
Good question. All right, let him answer it. Thank you.
Good night, Rick.
Good night.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, go
number
ahead,
one,
Hashem.
Number one, the Muslims are about a little over a billion. They're not 1.5 billion. And I did not say 99% of Muslims, 1% is doing the violence. I did not say that. I said 99% of Turkey are Muslims. Now, there are very few of these Muslims who committed acts of violence in these latest events that we've seen. And most of these violence was provoked by agents, provocateurs,
mm-hmm.
who were basically supplied by foreign governments. So the Muslims who committed violence, you can probably count them on, you know, maybe tens, but not, and most of them are youth who are basically stupid enough to follow somebody who committed the act before them. His question was...
Yes. What does it say in the Quran or the Islamic religion pertaining to when to use violence?
Okay. Number one, the Muslim doctrine and the Quran says
mm-hmm.
you cannot kill a soul without a reason, without a good, solid reason. And what we mean by a soul, not just a human being, anything living is considered like... animals. You're not supposed to kill animals just for the fun of it. You're supposed to kill animals to eat, basically to survive. And in some religions, like I believe the Hindu religions, you're not even supposed to do that. But in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam had given their followers the right, so to speak, to eat animals to survive.
Okay, we have a break right now. Hashem, stay where you are. I'll let you finish the answer when we come back. We have a break. We have more callers, and we will get to both of you. I mean the callers and the guests when we return. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on RBNLive.com. We'll be back. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Our guests, Hashem Talawi, producer of the TV program Current Issues, Mark Glenn, author of the book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. By the way, before you finish your answer, Hashem, your television program, can people access it on the Internet, or how can they watch it?
Yes, they can access it on the Internet. It is live every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time, and they can get it at www.currentissues.tv. Not .com, .tv, currentissues.tv, every Thursday live from 9 to 11.
And is that streaming video, is it, or how
it is
does
streaming,
that?
It's streaming videos.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just all they have to do is just go on the site and click on the air, and they will see the program.
Okay.
And also, after the live program, the shows are archived on-demand view one later on.
And you've had some very fascinating guests, by the way. Okay. Now, answer the rest of that question about the Muslim religion.
Now, Muslims are not even supposed to kill or uproot a tree, because a tree is a living thing, and it does give benefits. You're not supposed to even... It doesn't matter if you are in a situation of war, peace, or whatever. You're not supposed to do that. You are only supposed to use force if you are attacked, if you are defending yourself, your family, your home, your land. religion. That's the only time you are supposed to use force against somebody else, is if you are defending yourself. And also, even if you are defending yourself, if the other party takes the peaceful road, you are supposed to take that road. You cannot, if the enemy retreats, you cannot go there and kill them. You cannot kill an unarmed person or somebody that says, okay, that's it, we are not fighting anymore. You are not supposed to kill even a person in battle if they drop down their gun and say, I'm not fighting anymore. Mm-hmm. If they take the peaceful way, then you take the peaceful way. And also, in the Quran itself, the religion says, you cannot force people into the religion. You cannot force people into the religion. Mm-hmm. If someone says, hey, look, let's say that there was a war and a Muslim force conquered a certain town or a certain country. You cannot force these people to enter the religion. It's against the religion to force them.
Okay. All right. I think that pretty well answers that question, I hope. Let's take another call from Rod in Indiana. Hi, Rod. You're on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for letting me on your show.
Sure.
This is for the Islamic guest asking a question.
We don't want to leave Mark Glenn out of this, by the way, Mark. I know, understandably, Hashem is getting most of the questions, but we'll let Mark speak again as well. Go ahead.
This is concerning Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the only God. Where does the Islamic religion put Jesus Christ on the level as with Muhammad?
Mm-hmm.
Can you answer that question?
Hashem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not. By the way, I'm not a religious scholar. I'm a politician. I deal with a lot of political issues, but not religious issues. But Jesus Christ is revered in the Muslim religion.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, he is very highly revered in the Muslim religion, that his name shows up in the Quran 25 times, mm-hmm. while Muhammad's name only showed up 5 times. Now, mm-hmm. the main difference, and I don't want to go into a theological discussion because I'm not, it's out of my scope here,
okay.
is the entity of Jesus. That's where Muslims and Christians differ, which is he God? Muslims say, no, he is not God.
Mm-hmm.
He was sent by God. Muslim people believe in the God of Jesus, but they do not believe that Jesus himself is God. And if you want to go further into that, there are scriptures in the Bible that does say, and Jesus himself saying that I'm not God.
He didn't say it exactly that way, but he said,
I have here
God.
Excuse me, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 11. This is the King James Bible, the true word of God.
Okay.
I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Mm-hmm. And in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. That is the true Holy One of Israel.
I respect
okay. And
can I add something in here?
Yes, come on. Go ahead, please.
Answering this question. You know, having been a writer now for a couple of years, I have run into literally thousands of Muslims. And interestingly enough, I have run into quite a few Muslims who claim Jesus as their idol. They say that they are Muslims, but that Jesus is their is the one that they put the most emphasis on. Okay, that's number one. Number two, one of the things too that we have to remember, as Hashem pointed out, that Jesus is mentioned 5 times more often in the Quran than
25 times.
25 times.
Yeah, 25 to 5, which is 5 to 1. Okay.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, and in addition to that, you know, one thing that we have to remember as well, that the Muslims believe all of Jesus' miracles, and I've even run into quite a few Muslims.
All right, let me hold you there, both of you.
Okay.
And Rod, you can stay on too. We have to take a break. We'll be right back with this conversation. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Alrighty, I'm back, Rick Adams, with our two guests tonight, one Muslim, one Christian, and they're talking about the subject of the Islamic, anti-Islamic cartoons now spiraling out of control in many European capitals. And by the way, I should say that some of this follows on the heels of the reporting this past year, as you know, about the riots that were also, I believe, engineered and were the obvious byproduct of some provocateurs stirring up Muslims in certain quarters in France and other countries with those rampages that we were entreated to. So it's been one succession after another, and we're told that this is an example of the Muslim mind. Without stereotyping, of course, and that's exactly where we are today with these cartoons. We are just one niche above that now. So, back again with our guest, and Mark, you were trying to make a point Rod. Sure.
If I can just take a brief moment to take care of a little bit of business. Anybody out there listening who's waiting for a copy of my book, just please be patient. I did not anticipate the kind of sales that I was going to get after American Free Press did the review. So they are on their way. So just have faith in me. Okay. Now, what I'd like to say to Roger is this.
It's Rod, by the way.
Rod, I'm sorry.
Right.
I have run into quite a few Muslims who claim Jesus as their master, who actually place Jesus as higher in importance than Muhammad. I have run into Muslims who believe in all of Jesus' miracles. And interestingly enough, you know, which should be something that the apocalyptically minded Christian world should pay attention to, you know, the Muslims are waiting for these end times events as well, these events. They are waiting for this thing, you know, that we call the Antichrist. They call it Dajjal. They're waiting for the same thing. And interestingly enough, it appears that it's only those in the Muslim world who have the vision to see that that the Antichrist is here among us now, and that it is Zionism. And so what I would say to Rod and to others like him who want to split hairs over the differences between Islam and Christianity is that such a discussion at this time, at this point in time, really not only does it not do any good, but it actually hinders the real work that needs to be done.
Well,
you're actually falling into a trap that has been laid for
you. No. I am quoting, and I'm getting my knowledge here from the King James Bible, which is the true word of God. And first of all, I don't care what a person calls it, Islam, Catholicism, Hinduism, or whatever. There's not very many religions on the face of the earth. In fact, I'm not even going to call Christianity a religion. That is a, I mean, you know, Joe Sixpack's bass boat is a religion. All right. Let's just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If a person does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God that died, came to earth, an incarnate person who took the form of a human and died for man's sins, will burn and be an eternity in hell.
Okay, Rod.
This is what you have to go on.
Okay.
Well, Rod,
if Muslims do not believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave,
okay. Rod,
and is now sitting on the right hand of God as we speak, you're going to spend an eternity in hell. This is not splitting hairs. Now, I know the Quran is a very violent, satanic writing.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, let me ask you this now. Let's talk one at a time. Now, have you actually read the whole Quran, Rod?
No, I haven't.
Well, how do you know it's violent and satanic?
Okay, then what are your people's knowledge of the Bible, the real true word of God?
Well, you just said something.
I mean, that's what you have to base this on.
Yeah, I understand.
And I find today people.
Rod.
Rick, can I interject something here?
All right, one at a time. Go ahead. One at a time. Well, we'll pursue this. Just one at a time.
Okay, go to Mark 12:29, chapter 12, verse 29. It says the most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Then you go into, again, Mark chapter 10, 18, it says, why did you call me God? Jesus answered, no one is God except God alone. But you know what, Rick? I don't really want to go into a religious...
Well, we're getting into a theological discussion.
Exactly.
I understand that.
I'm not blaming Muslims for what's been formulated throughout the world on these rites. We all know who's behind that. Okay?
Yeah. Rod, for purposes of time, I don't mean to be cursory. It's just that we could go on endlessly discussing the theology, and that's not the point. You have beliefs, I have beliefs, each of them has beliefs, and I respect them. I do think we should have separateness, and those who are Christian do believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. They accept him as Savior and Lord. Yes, absolutely. But I will say this, and listen carefully. Now is not the day of salvation. This is not the time when Jesus rules the world. It is the time when Satan rules the world, and we believe the millennium will come, and that time will bring out the full blossom of people across the globe. See, people have to give an understanding as to what Jesus Christ is before they can be condemned. And that's what true Christianity and the Bible really says. So you have to get to the nitty-gritty of the words of the Scriptures. And that's all I'm saying is when you say somebody's going to go to hell for eternity, the Bible never said that. The Bible says the lake of fire is the final place of judgment for the wicked, not hell. Hell is the grave, and hell will give up the dead. So, Rod, with that note, I thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate it. And we will discuss this, obviously, on future programs. But see how people, even Christian people, can mistake the words of the Bible. The Bible does not say what many people think. It's just like the term born again. does not mean when you accept Jesus Christ in the Spirit, you are born literally again. It means born of spirit, and that day has not come yet when anyone has been born again. The scripture says born into spirit. We are not spirit now. We are flesh and blood. So the term born again, you see, has been misused by Christians all the time. And I don't know what you think about that, Glenn, but that's the way I read the scriptures. We have to be precise. And that's where people get into trouble. People misinterpret the Quran? Yes. People misinterpret the Old Testament? Yes. People misinterpret the Bible? Sure they do. And they use it for a political agenda. So, yes, there are Muslims who do that. There are so-called Christians who are doing that right now. And there are Zionists who use the Talmud. So that's my perspective, and that's why I just wanted to straighten that out with our listenership. Our number is 800-313-9443. If you get a quick call, get on board right now. There's a line available for you, 800-313-9443. Hasham, again, we know that there are, within the Muslim world, there are a number of Christians who have converted. Now, in some countries, they're killed because they're Christians. In India, for instance, there is, you know, the reputation that goes on in India, the killing of Christians, missionaries, and so forth. But there are also Christian Palestinians, and people tend to think of all Palestinians as being Muslim, when in fact they are not. Isn't that true?
True.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, there's a lot of Christians, Palestinian Christians.
Absolutely. Now, also, the other caller mentioned Iran and mentioned Arabs in the same breath. And I hasten to add that Iran is not an Arab country.
True.
Iran is a Persian country. Now,
can I say something real
quick? Yes, you may. Sure, Mark.
I'd like to address the fact that you're talking about these missionaries being killed.
Yes.
Because I get asked this a lot by people.
Sure.
And what you have to do is you have to understand how these missionaries are viewed. They are viewed as being agents of the Zionist agenda. The Muslims fear more than anything else.
Speaking specifically of the Hindus in India, for instance, not so much the Muslims.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well,
there is a great persecution of Christians in India, and without getting too graphic, we know there have been beheadings and killings and burnings and so forth. But my focus was not in the Muslim world, but in the world of India. Now, that's another example where you have India and Pakistan divided over religion. One Muslim, the other Hindu. And who is exploiting that division right now? Israel. Israel is trying to create a strong India to fight Pakistan. Pakistan is a Muslim nation, has nukes. Israel had assassinated President Zia in Pakistan, if you remember that.
Yes.
About 25 years ago. They tried to stop Pakistan from getting nukes. They were not successful. But see, this is the issue of the day, Mark, and where people misinterpret what you stand for and what, Hashem stands for and what any of us stands for. People are very quick to judge, and I think it's important that we sit back and observe all facts before we draw a conclusion. That's all I say.
If I might add just a little thing to that.
You sure may.
Now, religions are catalysts for people.
Yes.
Now, if somebody who is ignorant enough, I don't care if he's Muslim, Christians, or whatever.
Exactly.
The religion itself does not condone the killing of a person, regardless of the reason. And when these killings are happening, most likely there was a political problem or an ethnic problem that happened before it got to the religious difference. But
right.
If a Christian kills a Muslim or if a Muslim kills a Christian, that is not an error or a mistake or a problem in the religion itself. That
right.
is a problem with that person or those people who were involved in it. If they are ignorant enough to kill somebody because he's a different religion, when the religion, it says clearly, Christians or Muslims, it says do not kill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to accuse Islam of being ignorant
mm-hmm.
if a Muslim kills a Christian or if a Christian kills a Muslim. Mm-hmm. It is that person who is ignorant. Now, Timothy McVeigh mm-hmm. was a Catholic. I'm not going to say all Catholics are murderers because of what Timothy McVeigh has done.
Mm-hmm.
if we assume that Timothy McVeigh was only working on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So the religion itself, we should not be criticizing the religion,
criticize
the people who commit these acts.
And by the way, there are Jews who are very strongly anti-Zionist Jews.
Well,
and they, too, should be, yes, they should, too, be given the respect that they earn, because they are not going to, and I know you've had Professor Finkelstein on your show. He's one of them. He's a great individual who has definitely risked his life and his career on the altar of freedom and justice for all, not some, but all. And that's a classic example of what we speak about. Zionism itself as a philosophy, as a worldview, is, in my opinion, the new Nazism. And what it has done is gone beyond Nazism, because it is actually succeeding in taking over the nations of the world with a global agenda. And that's what we're specifically talking about, I think. And that's the important point. But you know what? I'm taking up time, and let's go to the phones. Let's take some more calls. My big mouth, I'm sorry. Thomas, you've been waiting a long time in Washington. Hello, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. And peace be with you, men. You know, years ago I studied Islam when I was young.
Okay.
In the library. And many of those books are not there in this day, just as many of the old Bibles, the Lamza translations, the Syriac, the Tischendorf manuscript, and so forth. So these have all been removed, and I know how that happened, too. Jesus was referred to, just as I believe Glenn had said, as the master in many of these books.
Mm-hmm.
by Muslims. And in fact, the Ummah of North Africa, especially Morocco, as far as I recollect, saw Jesus as the avenging avatar that would come as the Mahdi someday in his return to destroy the enemies of Islam and Christianity.
Yes,
these were the things I understood, and we certainly. All Christian men and women are not to make war with our Semitic brothers. The Ummah, the Islamic faithful.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. One of the interesting things that I found in studying Islam was that the Muslims believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They actually use that word in the Quran, and that they believe as well that in the end. If you do not believe in Jesus, you will not be able to go to heaven, and that Jesus will sit in judgment over all men on Judgment Day.
Hey,
and
that's right.
How many of these things do you hear coming out of the mouth of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these others who try to depict Islam as being something organically opposed to Christianity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they were talking about Jewish people, they'd be taken off the air as anti-Semitic bigots. But here they tar brush all Muslims with the same brush every day. They're what the Zionists call the useful goy, you know?
Yes.
And here
right.
they are shamefully doing that. Thomas, we have to move along. Thank you for the call. Gene in Texas, you are now on the program. Hello.
Yes. The Quran teaches that Christ Jesus is going to be the king of the kingdom of God. The Babylon Talmud of Orthodox Judaism is the most anti-Christian book in the world, yet we're being told that if you listen to the people that you just mentioned and others, that Islam is the most anti-Christian religion. No, it is Orthodox Judaism that is.
That's
and
right.
The problem is that in an Islamic country, you cannot separate religion from politics. They do not do that. America, unfortunately, tries to do that with this separation of church and state garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have such an anti-Christian nation here in America. We have such a non-Christian nation here in America because of the separation of church and state, which, of course, our founding fathers and the people that settled this country, Christians, Puritan Christians, never envisioned. And in Islamic country, they don't want to do that. They don't want to separate their religion from politics, and that's why they don't want democracy.
I don't want democracy either, Gene.
Can I respond very quickly to that?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
okay.
Gene. Take it easy now. Calm down now, Gene. He's a pulpit orator.
One thing we have to realize that when the founding fathers separated church from state,
Well, they did.
They separated church from politics, but they did not separate church from the lives of the people.
No.
And that's what happened here, is we did not just separate church from faith, we separated church from the people. Now, in a Muslim country, like I said in the beginning of the show, Islam is a way of life. Even if you separate, there are some Muslim countries that are not Islamic. Most Muslim countries, by the way, they don't have Muslim government. But the church or the mosque or God is not being separated from the people.
Mm-hmm.
It is separated in a lot of instances from the state. They do have separation of church and state in a lot of Muslim countries, but they do not have a separation of people and God.
Okay, well, good.
Okay, I'd like to make one more comment today, if I could.
Well, stay tuned. Stay on the line. We'll let you come back quickly, all right? Gene, and we've got Dan and Barney. We'll try to squeeze you all in when we return. I'm Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
BATF IRS CIANF BI FDA and FCC
That tells it all, doesn't it, gentlemen? Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi, our guests. Gene, one more quick point, sir. Yes,
Gene. One more quick comment. The first document ever written in America was the Mayflower Compact, which stated that America was to be a Christian nation. The United States Supreme Court in 1892, in the case of the United States versus the Church of the Holy Trinity, stated that we were to be a Christian nation. The church, a separation of church and state was totally foreign to the American founders,
yes.
And it has resulted in the unchristian society we have today.
You're absolutely right, Gene. You said it well. Thank you, sir. Dan from Houston, quickly, you're next.
Yeah, hi. Also, the verse in the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. And there's also verse like that in the Koran, what I've heard. And this, what this is doing is destroying people's belief in God, no matter what kind of home they came from. And both the Bible and the Koran have incredible violence acts, and just incredible violent acts.
Well, they have history. History is recorded in the Bible, and the history of man is a violent history, is it not?
Yes, sir, but I'm trying to see even worse than that. God actually did cause enormous violence in the Old Testament.
Well, that's what they call righteous violence, yes.
Yes,
indeed.
righteous violence. He explains it. He said destroyed like Jordan and different Jericho. Those cities had to be destroyed because there was disease in those cities that would affect other people. He points this out clearly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He says I just wonder the violence is there, but it's there because of...
No, that's true. Good. That's a qualifier, and that's important. Thank you, Dan.
I wish if callers would concentrate on the politics of today.
Yeah.
Can I make a comment?
You know,
about
unfortunately,
that?
You're going to run the risk of that. I do this day in and day out, Hashem, and it's pretty much impossible to separate all of them because they always wind up drawing analogies. Okay. Yes, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment.
Sure.
You take a group of people, I don't care what religion they are.
Right.
You drop bombs on their homes, you kill their women and children, you
mm-hmm.
poison their water,
yes.
you run them off their land, and
yes.
you subject them to the unspeakable. And guess what? You're going to get violence from that. So let's not blame it on religious...
That's how ignorant Americans are, because they've been kept ignorant by the media, which is controlled here just as much as it is overseas in Europe. Okay, Barney in Maryland, 30 seconds, sir.
Yeah, the main battle tactic of the one world is to divide and conquer. I don't care what the Muslims think. Muslims are not my enemy. The one worlders are my enemy. And they're
mm-hmm.
the ones that are trying to destroy the United States and my way of life.
You got that right, Barney.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that's a good way to end the program. That is true, gentlemen. How can people get in touch with each of you, Mark and Hashem?
Yes. Okay. If you would, Hashem and I have a website that we run together.
And sure.
It's found at www.crescentandcross.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hashem, why don't you give them the info?
They can reach me at www.currentissues.tv, and also my email is Tilawi, T-I-L-L-A-W-I, at AOL.com.
Tilawi, T-A-L-L-A-W-I, right?
T-I-L-L-A-W-I.
A-W-I at...
AOL.com.
We're going to get you off AOL, though. We don't want to finance the New World Order.
I agree with you.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you. It's been my pleasure. God bless you. We'll do it again.
You too.
Thank you, brothers. Okay, bye-bye now. Everyone, good night. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central, with a whole new program. New guests, or old guests, I should say. We'll be back. See you then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.